The Connect Transit Board is going to have some new faces. The board faced criticism last year over proposed rate increases and route changes. Now the town of Normal and city of Bloomington have made several new appointments to the Transit Board. Normal appointed Tim McHugh. Bloomington already added Linda Foster, just reappointed Ryan Whitehouse last night. I asked Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner why he also appointed Deborah Presley to serve out the rest of Monica Bullington's term. She's resigning at the end of the month.
Well, for lots of reasons, she has been involved in the working groups with Connect Transit, and she has pretty broad support. Her Councilwoman Donna Boland, recommended her as well, and had very nice conversations with her. And, you know, she really is on top of the issue. She also has a special needs son, and I think that brings an additional perspective. That plus the appointment made by Mayor Coos and the addition of Linda Foster, who I appointed a few months ago, really changes the shape and the dynamic of the Connect Transit Board. And I think we've got a more representative group, and I'm certainly proud of the appointments that we put forward.
Let's pivot now. WGLT recently did some reporting on how often the Bloomington Police Department uses force and who's on the receiving end of that when they do. Did you happen to see that story?
I know, but I have heard about it, and certainly large numbers of people have, you know, contacted me. I did ask the Police Review Board to spend the next several months looking at, in more detail, our policies and procedures and how we might be able to change and reform, demilitarize, if you will, the police. That doesn't necessarily mean defund, it means demilitarize. And that could be, we do have, for example, the equivalent of social workers in our youth division that was created a few years ago. And so we can try to help empower the police to do the job that they need to do if we have people who are trained in social work and in other things. So I think those are just some of the reforms. We already have body cameras. We already have a police review board. There are a lot of things, a lot of changes we've made, but I've asked the review board to go into this in more detail and make recommendations to me and the council.
Our reporting found that, you know, while it's rare for police to use force in Bloomington, it's often people of color, especially black people, on the receiving end of those tasers or pepper spray. Over half of the 128 people over the past 3 years that's happened to. Is that concerning to you, that disproportionate impact?
Absolutely. I think that those numbers are very disturbing. And that doesn't mean that you're always going to have the exact proportion of people who are going to be pulled over. That could be for a variety of reasons. One of the things that some of the national research shows us is that people of color tend to have less affluence. And if they have less affluence, their car is often in not as good a shape. And so they're more likely to be stopped for those routine things. That could be, but when you've got situations like what you've reported, that's one of the many reasons, including the national environment with Mr. Floyd and other issues, that I asked the Police Review Board to investigate and propose some reforms to us. So they're going to be holding some public hearings over the next few months. And I deliberately did not put a time period because we're not really sure what's going to happen with COVID. I just asked in my letter to them to take a look at this over the next few months and conduct some public hearings.
What are they going to be delivering to you in the city?
Some specific changes or reforms that they would recommend based on what they hear from the public and other law enforcement officials. What can we do to make things better?
One last thing before we let you go. I know we've got a big presidential election coming up in November, but then in April of 2021, it's the city elections. Have you decided, Mayor Renner, whether to seek a third term?
I haven't. And so it's something that I think about pretty constantly from a variety of different angles, and have spoken with lots of friends and colleagues and people that, we are either supporters or have been supporters in the past, and to try to, and not my city manager, and not, obviously I'm not one to put my city manager in an awkward position having to do with the election, but is what are the things that we can accomplish over the next 4 years? What's realistic? And I do feel like things like the Downtown Transfer Center and other work in downtown and in some of our older neighborhoods and reform with respect to police procedures are some things that I feel like I'd like to get to a convenient breaking point on. So there are some things that I feel like I might want to seek a third term. That also doesn't mean that I will. There are also some personal issues, and I've got to kind of work that out as well.
You know, you and I, we've been doing these interviews for a long time. You look like kind of a different guy these days. It seems like having City Manager Tim Gleason on board has lightened your load a bit compared to what you had to do with his predecessor, David Hales. How is that weighing on your decision here?
Right. Or having to bring a city manager across the finish line. Come on. And that's no longer the case. It does affect it. In fact, if it wasn't for Tim Gleason, it's hard for me to see why I would try to seek a third term, frankly. I mean, he tips the balance. He's not the only reason, but he certainly would, seems to tip the balance. And I'm certainly leaning in that direction, but I need to make a final decision sometime in the next couple of months at the most.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner.